Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم everyone, my dear friends, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to a new episode of your favorite program, Youth Station.
بسم الله النور.
I am Asma.
Choo-choo-ka-choo.
Yes, Choo-choo-ka-choo is there as well.
It's the Youth Station for you. I'm Muzaffar.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much. How much do you agree with politics, sister?
There is something strange about me. Okay. I don't read news. I don't follow any news. I guess I'm living in a parallel world, which is an imaginary one, and I have created for my own self. Just the great news, just like the earthquake, I know about it.
Uh-huh.
It happened, and it was a disaster. Some very little things, maybe when they are so vivid, I would understand. Other than that, no. I'm not a policy woman.
Wow. Okay, so you just don't look at the news ever? You don't know what... Do you know who Trump is, who Biden is?
Yes, I know.
Okay, so you do know some things.
The headlines, I guess I know. But more than that, no.
Uh-huh. Okay,
so
you
don't... detail ones, no.
Okay, well, you don't feel like you need to know the details.
Yes, I don't feel like I need to know. And if I know, I will get depressed. So it's better not to go through that.
News is so depressing nowadays. Yeah. You just don't want to read it.
Exactly.
It is horrible. It's like there's no good news anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the point.
There is good news, but then it doesn't feel like good news. It's because it's in like 100% and 99% of it is bad and 1% of it is good.
The things that you're hearing right now from the news does not give you this presage that something good is going to happen. Everything mm-hmm. is just indicating on the very fact that something bad is going to happen.
Yeah, bad things are happening and it's going to get worse.
Exactly, yeah.
Economic crisis. Oh, there's...
So it's just
more
like
earthquakes.
It's just like this.
Yeah.
There is this news that everything is bad, but then there is even a worse news because everything is going to get even bad, even more bad. It's going to get worse. So that's the story with the news and why I don't like them and I don't go for them.
Do you feel like everything's going to get worse anyway?
Even in the bus, people are talking about some issues that are so common in the society. So about your city, about your country, about the world, even you can get some news. And they did not give good impressions.
If you were to look at the news,
mm-hmm.
are we allowed to talk about like Press TV or RT and BBC and stuff like that? I think we are. Which news outlet would you look at?
To be honest, I don't go for a special sort of a source for news. But then I just try to use my logic and my brain and my knowledge about different medias. And then I calculate which one is right or which one is more close to right.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way
because
to look at it.
Because every single one is just fabricating.
Or exaggerating.
Yeah.
Or just flat out lying. Yeah.
And for their benefits.
Mm.
Each side for their benefits. So you just go for the one who is more close to the truth based on your experience and what you have learned throughout life. And yeah, what do you say about a break?
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll come back after a short break. Welcome back to the studio. We're talking about how Sister Asma doesn't really look at the news.
And what about you? Are you a news person?
I used to be, and now I'm not, for the same reasons that you kind of highlighted there. So. I don't like looking at it anymore. And nothing surprises me anymore in the news.
Yeah. Old people are so interested in the news?
Old people are interested in the news.
Like, I remember my grandfather, always he used to look at the news as if it was something so important for him. He has to know about the news of the day.
That's a good point. And it's like a cliche that you always hear the grandparents are watching the news.
And they search for the news. Why? What is the urge that pushes them into knowing more about something that they know is not good?
It's not good, because you are supposed to, as a Muslim, you're supposed to be aware of what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can't really say it's not good.
No, I'm saying the news are not good.
Oh, it's bad news, right?
Yeah, bad news.
I think old people like...
They want some topics to talk about.
That politician is at it again. They're all liars. The government's full of liars.
They
just love to say those things over and over and over again. Even if it's not true, they want to find things to... So I think it's a form of entertainment for them.
Entertainment.
There's a really interesting line in the beginning of a movie where he says... he's holding a newspaper and he says, "Do you know why I read this?" He said, "This is 90% entertainment." "I read it because it entertains me."
Does it entertain?
It's like, why do people watch celebrity gossip?
Maybe they're interested in their lives.
Put that aside, why do people like to hear about gossip from among their friends?
Now I'm justified.
Right? They want to know, oh, that person got mad.
The matter of curiosity.
Did they say that? It fuels that sense of knowing what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, news is just on that same thing, sometimes on the bigger scale.
Yeah, on a larger scale.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a hadith that we have that says that, look, one who wakes up in the morning and is not aware of the affairs of the Muslims is not a Muslim. As a Muslim, we have to be aware of the affairs of the Muslims, what's mm-hmm. going on in the Muslim world. So that's something that we need to take care of. At the same time, I feel like in a very strange way in today's world, if you are too engaged with the news to the point where you're not actually making an impact, you're just soaking it all in, and it's filling you with negativity, hopelessness.
Depression.
That's not productive.
Because nothing sounds good.
Mm.
Nothing. All they want to tell you is that the world is on the verge of explosion.
Yeah. And it's not exploding.
Yeah, and still...
That's the worst part.
Yeah, that's the thing that kills even more.
We're at the verge of a global disaster.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there any true source of news?
I'd say that, yeah, of course.
How do you recognize them?
Well, first of all, you have to see which country they're coming from. I'm just going to be obvious about it. If it's an Iranian news outlet, generally speaking, it's much more trustworthy than... all the Western news outlets put together.
So if someone asks you why the Iranian one has got this guarantee, then what would you say? What is the reason for them to be trustworthy?
Because Iran as a nation has an agenda, right? It has an agenda to serve the Imam of the time. It has an agenda to spread truth across the world.
Yeah.
At least on paper, on theory, that's the reality. But the Western powers, their agenda, every news outlet has an agenda to begin with.
Of course.
Right? The Western powers, their agenda is very clear and obvious. And they have a record of lying, of blatantly the biggest
possible. If history is any indication.
The history is full. Let's take 9/11, for example. The lie of 9/11 itself. If you've done any independent all independent research points to the fact that it was an inside job, that the American government itself did 9/11 free. If they can tell a lie that big and to date continue to forge lie after lie in order to bolster up that original lie, imagine how badly these people lie.
Now I have a news for you.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go for a break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
welcome back to the studio. We're talking about which news outlets to trust and which ones to not.
Yeah.
So if news is coming out of Iran, it's more trustworthy. If news is coming out of Lebanon, it's more trustworthy. Because these are part of the axis of resistance. They're more trustworthy.
So the thing is, which one is more trustworthy? We know that all of them have got an agenda and every single one is serving their benefit. So the thing to differentiate between them is just the very fact that which one is more close to the truth.
I think if you ask anyone, they'll all say different things.
The thing that differentiate all the news sources from each other, for me as the audience, is the fact that which one is more close to the truth. And then how am I as a person going to recognize the truth? It depends on my culture and my education and my schooling, on how I look at life and things like that.
You have to put everything through a filter nowadays and try to understand that, you know, have a more mature understanding about things.
Precisely, yes. Nowadays, everything has become so difficult because nowadays the number of the masks people would wear have increased in such a manner that you do not really have the power to get the truth, really.
Mm-hmm. But I would say that if you see that multiple news outlets are reporting the same thing, that's something that you can trust.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
Yes, yes. It's a good point.
The problem with the West, though, is that they're so well coordinated that they're pretty much all repeating the same lies over and over again.
Yeah, and they back each other's up.
And they completely. Back during the 2006 war, that was an eye-opening event because French news outlets, the BBC, Fox News, CNN, all of these Western news outlets were pretty much saying the same pro-Israeli narrative. Only Al Jazeera was slightly different and Press TV was on a different level.
Yeah.
It was like they were presenting.
It's just like inculcation, you know? They keep saying the same thing in order to make sure that people believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't give up until they make sure they believe that. And they spend too much of money, of course.
It's a whole industry of making people lie.
Yeah, that's the point. It has become an industry. It's not just a matter of people knowing the news. It has become an industry. And each one of these medias are working for their own benefit without caring about this humanity that is going to be killed in the middle of these devastated world.
I think since we've opened up the subject of trust, there are some things that we have to mention here, sister. One of them is don't trust random WhatsApp messages that some random person sends to you, even if it's a friend.
Yeah.
And it looks like an authentic news clip or picture. You know, these many of them have been modified. Don't even trust videos nowadays. If you see a video of somebody speaking, a president, for example,
yeah,
a politician.
That was nice. I watched a documentary on that. It is so strange. So you can't trust anyone anymore.
They've made lifelike, indistinguishable from reality, AI videos, which would make you think that that president or that politician really did say a certain thing.
Exactly. While they did not, they do not know even what's going on.
So you can't trust that either. I have a general rule for this kind of thing, and that's just basically look at what the leader is saying and trust that.
Yeah, of course. And that's what I hinted on that as well. The thing which is very important is who do you trust more?
Mm-hmm.
And that person becomes just the paragon. And then based on what they say, you're going to search your news, go for them, trust them, and things like that. Your ideology is going to define what sort of news you're going to trust.
Everybody's going to be a victim to the kind of the system of lies that has been pulled over the eyes of the masses. We saw it during Syria, where they tried to convince the whole world. And some people are still trying to defend those opinions that they had back then, even though everything's come to the surface now.
Mm-hmm.
But most people did fall for it back then.
Of course.
If they had followed the leader, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, it would have been a different story altogether because he has always been guiding us through these turbulent times and showing us the right path.
The thing is that before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, ajalallah faraja, everything becomes difficult to be distinguished. The truth and the wrong way are very difficult to be distinguished. So it was all a pleasure to be here with you guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.